Ezekiel, chapter 48.
These are the names of the tribes. Beginning at the northern border on the Hethlon road from Lebo-Hamath as far as Hazar-Enon, which is on the border of Damascus with Hamath to the north, and extending from the east side to the west, Dan, one portion. Adjoining the territory of Dan from the east side to the west, Asher, one portion. Adjoining the territory of Asher from the east side to the west, Naphtali, one portion. Adjoining the territory of Naphtali from the east side to the west, Manasseh, one portion. Adjoining the territory of Manasseh from the east side to the west, Ephraim, one portion. Adjoining the territory of Ephraim from the east side to the west, Reuben, one portion. Adjoining the territory of Reuben from the east side to the west, Judah, one portion. Adjoining the territory of Judah from the east side to the west shall be the portion that you shall set apart, 25,000 cubits in width and in length equal to one of the tribal portions from the east side to the west, with the sanctuary in the middle of it. The portion that you shall set apart for the Lord shall be 25,000 cubits in length and 20,000 in width. These shall be the allotments of the holy portion. The priests shall have an allotment measuring 25,000 cubits on the northern side, 10,000 cubits in width on the western side, 10,000 in width on the eastern side, and 25,000 in length on the southern side, with the sanctuary of the Lord in the middle of it. This shall be for the consecrated priests, the descendants of Zadok who kept my charge, who did not go astray when the people of Israel went astray, as the Levites did. It shall belong to them as a special portion from the holy portion of the land, a most holy place, adjoining the territory of the Levites. Alongside the territory of the priests, the Levites shall have an allotment 25,000 cubits in length and 10,000 in width. The whole length shall be 25,000 cubits and the width 20,000. They shall not sell or exchange any of it. They shall not transfer this choice portion of the land, for it is holy to the Lord. The remainder, 5,000 cubits in width and 25,000 in length, shall be for ordinary use for the city, for dwellings, and for open country. In the middle of it shall be the city, and these shall be its dimensions. The north side, 4,500 cubits. The south side, 4,500. The east side, 4,500. And the west side, 4,500. The city shall have open land on the north, 250 cubits, on the south, 250, on the east, 250, on the west, 250. The remainder of the length alongside the holy portion shall be 10,000 cubits to the east and 10,000 to the west, and it shall be alongside the holy portion. Its produce shall be food for the workers of the city. The workers of the city from all the tribes of Israel shall cultivate it. The whole portion that you shall set apart shall be 25,000 cubits square, that is, the holy portion together with the property of the city. What remains on both sides of the holy portion and of the property of the city shall belong to the prince, extending from the 25,000 cubits of the holy portion to the east border, and westward from the 25,000 cubits to the west border, parallel to the tribal portions, it shall belong to the prince. The holy portion, with the sanctuary of the temple in the middle of it, and the property of the Levites and of the city, shall be in the middle of that which belongs to the prince. The portion of the prince shall lie between the territory of Judah and the territory of Benjamin. As for the rest of the tribes, from the east side to the west, Benjamin, one portion. Adjoining the territory of Benjamin from the east side to the west, Simeon, one portion. Adjoining the territory of Simeon from the east side to the west, Issachar, one portion. Adjoining the territory of Issachar from the east side to the west, Zebulun, one portion. Adjoining the territory of Zebulun from the east side to the west, Gad, one portion. And adjoining the territory of Gad to the south, the boundary shall run from Tamar to the waters of Meribath Kadesh, from there along the Wadi of Egypt to the Great Sea.
This is the land that you shall allot as an inheritance among the tribes of Israel, and these are their portions, says the Lord God. These shall be the exits of the city. On the north side, which is to be 4,500 cubits by measure, three gates: the gate of Reuben, the gate of Judah, and the gate of Levi. the gates of the city being named after the tribes of Israel. On the east side, which is to be 4,500 cubits, three gates, the gate of Joseph, the gate of Benjamin, and the gate of Dan. On the south side, which is to be 4,500 cubits by measure, three gates, the gate of Simeon, the gate of Issachar, and the gate of Zebulun. On the west side, which is to be 4,500 cubits, three gates, the gate of Gad, the gate of Asher, and the gate of Naphtali. The circumference of the city shall be 18,000 cubits, and the name of the city from that time on shall be, The Lord is There.